Class, from its inception, has been a murk to all straining through it, a muck, a changeling, without Alice to explain things, to explain the psychological mechanisms by which it reproduced itself. And without an effective strategy for interrupting this self-reproducing cycle of contempt, we've all needed, been waiting for without knowing it, this moment when the right strategist, with the right analysis and the right message, came together with the purpose. And for this moment when the purpose could meet the conditions needed to further it, i.e., the right strategy could meet the right conditions for globalizing it. Quote from Proudhon, finally, and it is here that I differ most from my compeers. I do not believe it necessary, in order to reach equality, to turn everything topsy-turvy, to maintain that nothing but an overturn can lead to reform is, in my judgment, to construct a syllogism and to look for the truth in the regions of the unknown. Now, I am for generalization, induction, and progress. I regard general disappropriation as impossible. Attacked from that point, the problem of universal association seems to be insolvable. Property is like the dragon which Hercules killed. To destroy it, it must be taken not by the head, but by the tail, that is, by profit and interest, unquote. His advice is even more true now that there is a centralization of political functions, and I'm using the word political in the authentic sense of including hidden power and its shadow global government, you know, the one that uses EMF to maintain quote-unquote order and eliminate recalcitrance. His advice is even more true now that there is a centralization of the political functions of power in an interstate system and a global economic system. But his advice, viewed a certain way, also has relevance to us as individuals and highlights one of the reasons Prince is so important to us, in addition to Alice. Reclamation of our bodies can happen in an instant. And once we're free, our heads can catch up.